Dr. Chambers on Call, sponsored by City of Hope.
This is Dr. Chambers on Call on Talk Radio 790 KABC, 800-222-5222. No questions too dumb, no questions too tough, no questions too embarrassing. 800-222-5222. And here's Dr. Chambers.
This is Dr. Chambers on Call, live and local on Talk Radio 790 KABC. In the next hour, how good are doctors Google, Bing, and Yahoo? And PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, is it a psychological thing or an actual brain injury? And not all American pie is good for you. That, lots more, your calls, all in the next hour. But let's start off. What do you think a good doctor is? Some of you may think a good doctor is a woman who has empathy with you, who can relate to you, who can experience the things that you experience. And others will feel, doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman. It's just somebody that that sees me, that gets me, that understands me. Well, when we doctors and a guy like me sees you in my practice, what am I thinking? The first thing I want to do is, I know I have to satisfy you. You may come in with a particular symptom and you think this is wrong with you. And I may think that the symptom is suggestive of something entirely different. Or I notice something that's much more important than the symptom you came in with. I don't address your symptom. You're going to leave unhappy, even if I'm medically accurate. I also have to satisfy the institution I work for. They have certain criteria. They have certain protocols they want me to observe, obey, and do. And if I don't, they're going to ding me. If I don't, they're going to be upset. If I don't, I'm going to get an email, a letter, whatever. I'm going to hear something. And then, of course, there's society. Society for a long time says, treat pain. Treat it now. Treat it aggressively. And now the feds are saying, what are you doing? You're over-treating pain. Stop. So there's a lot of things going on in the doctor's head, brain, trying to figure out what exactly is going on. Now, a lot of you come in these days and you've talked already, you've consulted already with Dr. Google or Dr. Bing or Dr. Yahoo. And you have information. And sometimes Dr. Google has told you that your symptoms means diagnosis X. And some of you come in with, I wouldn't say a trap, but it's kind of like you go through the whole thing. And I tell you the possibilities. And you say, yeah, Dr. Google told me that this morning. Or my buddy in the coffee shop said, yeah, that's the way it was going to be. Occasionally you say, I've never heard of that diagnosis. And that may be because I went to medical school and you didn't. Maybe, just guessing, just thinking out loud. It's a possibility, right? So what happens? How accurate is the information from Dr. Google or Dr. Bing or Dr. Yahoo? Well, the Mayo Clinic and other experts looked at this and they found that not as accurate as you might think. About a third of the time, they got the diagnosis sort of right. And other times, the diagnosis was in the top three, or they flood you with diagnosis and you couldn't figure out what it is. And often they choose the most serious thing. You got a headache, it's rarely a brain tumor. Possible, of course, but really rare, really uncommon. The vast majority of headaches, stress, tension, sinus, whatever, Tylenol, ibuprofen will fix it. So it doesn't put your symptoms in context, and that's part of the problem. And then occasionally you'll use telemedicine. Your insurance company will say, going to see Dr. Chambers is expensive. So I'd rather you talk to the nurse on the telemedicine phone and get advice and don't go. And especially, dear God, please do not go to the emergency room, so-called expensive care. Please don't talk to the telemedicine nurse. Then we had a little scandal in Texas when the telemedicine nurses were telling people with active chest pain not to go to the emergency room. Whoa, really? And you hear these calls, these such classic heart attack stuff, you go like, what were they thinking? So telemedicine, it's useful, but has its little drawbacks. And nowadays we have the symptom check apps. And these are put out by prestigious institutes like the Mayo Clinic, Harvard. And these symptom check apps have tens of millions of followers. In other words, you dial in your symptoms and it tells you what the problem is and what you should be doing. whether you can treat it safely at home, whether you need to go to an urgent care or your doctor's office, or you need to go to the emergency room. And they're okay. They're not great. They're okay. And the problem with them is they err on the side of caution. So they more often than not send you to the emergency room with a disorder that doesn't really need to go to the emergency room. So, you know, this is all, I think, first generation stuff. No question about that. Is it going to get better? Yes, of course it will. But for the moment, it's not ideal. And you know what? You have real life doctors like me waiting to see you 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So if you're worried, even if you have a symptom check app or you consult a doctor, Google or Dr. Bing, come see us. We're there. And remember, guys like me, we've never given out as much advice as Dr. Google and never will, but we've seen live patients. And we're able to manage live patients. And we do stuff that Dr. Google can never do. You know, the way insurance companies run now, they want every encounter you have with your doctor to be what we call transactional, which means you come in, you see me, I do something. You come in to see me, I give you a shot, I get paid for it. You come in to see me, I do a procedure, I get a lot more paid for it. Whether the procedure or the shot is necessary, I get paid for it. If you come in and see me and you're anxious or you're stressed about something and I spend 30 minutes with you or 40 minutes trying to work through the problem, or you're a little bit older and you've got a lot of medical problems, you're diabetic, you've got some heart failure, you've got this, you've got that, you've got all of these things, I don't get paid nearly as much as a podiatrist that removes the nail. And you'd wonder why that is. So when they tell you that every visit with your doctor, you have to get something, that's not necessarily true. And sometimes we doctors in our offices, in the urgent care, in the emergency room, add stuff that a computer is never going to do. Take a simple urinary tract infection in a 16-year-old. Never had one before. She comes into your office. It burns when she pees. Dad's with her. Mom's with her. And they're wondering, why did she get it? In the old days, we called this honeymoon cystitis, which happened on women when on their honeymoon for obvious reasons. They were becoming sexually active. Now, some of you who are parents listening to me will go, 16-year-old sexually active? Yes, it happens. Not as commonly as you think, but it happens. So when we see this with our clinical experience, you kind of hint around, what are the possibilities? You may even give a handout with all the various things. And then sometimes you say to the young lady, would you like to see our gynecology people to help you with your menstruation or your something or your that? And then you age them over so they can get some contraceptive advice. Because what's worse than a 16-year-old sexually active? A pregnant 16-year-old that doesn't want to be pregnant. So that's how complex modern medicine is. So how you define what a good doctor is entirely up to you. You may like the doctor that's very, boom, these are the facts. This is what you got. Or you may like the doctor that says, well, you know, these things will happen and maybe you need to take some echinacea and you'll be better. So you have to decide which one you want and which one works best for you. 800-222-5222 is the number to call if you have a medical question or you just want to join the conversation. 800-222-5222. The other form that comes up nowadays a lot is against medical advice. The modern way of approaching medicine is this. Doctors like me give you advice. You make up your mind. You consult Dr. Google to check on my advice and you make your decision. Or sometimes one of your friends who's got a blog with 50 followers tells you that vaccines are bad for you. The medicine for rheumatoid arthritis is bad for you. It affects your immune system. So take these natural herbs. They will control, they will eliminate your rheumatoid arthritis. So when you tell a guy like that, a guy like me that, I go like, what? You're not going to take the newer agents for your arthritis that's deforming your wrists, your hands, your feet? Because with these new drugs, we can prevent the deformities. We can stop that happening. The idea of your joints being turned over, being burnt out, that's all gone with the modern drugs that we have. Side effects, of course. Everything has side effects. Drinking too much water, you're going to pee. There's always risk versus reward. So when we find that you want to play your own doctor, which I don't object to it at all. Sometimes we ask you to sign an AMA form against medical advice. And on that form will be, Dr. Chambers has advised you to go directly to the emergency room by ambulance because you have ongoing chest pain, you may be having a heart attack, but you don't want to. Or Dr. Chambers has advised you that these drugs for your rheumatoid arthritis will prevent your joints from burning out, will prevent deformities, but you have decided, based on your Dr. Google research and what your friends are telling you, that herbal treatment will work just as well. Now, why do we do this? Do we do it to make ourselves feel good? Do we do it to make ourselves feel superior? No. We do it for this reason. We're trying to get across to you that with all our training and all our years of experience, this is what we think is optimum for you. Not what your friend said, not what Dr. Google said. This is what we think is optimum. And we want a written record that we have given you this advice. And frequently we get one of our staff to witness it as well. So if something goes wrong, we can come back and legally say, hey, we advised you, we kind of told you that this is the problem. Now, you may think this is a CYA thing. I actually don't use them like that. I use them because I want to advise you that, you know, I want you to think. And you get that piece of paper in your hand, and you're walking out, you're sitting in your car, you're going home, you're sitting home at night, and you're looking at this piece of paper. I want you to think about what you're turning down. And you're entitled to turn it down. Everything that we doctors do to you and for you is voluntary. There's no compulsion. You drive in your car to the emergency room to see the doctor. You drive in your car to my clinic to see me. Whatever it is, it's all voluntary. But nowadays, there's a denigration of experts. And that applies to the medical world like it applies everywhere else. And everybody thinks that they've become a doctor because they can Google something and all this stuff comes up. But it's much more complex than that. Think of your own job. Think of the technical knowledge you need to have for your own job. Add in your experience after 5, 10, 20 years. And think of the new people coming in and the mistakes they make. That's what we're offering you when you come in and you see us. You can reject it. You can say, hey, not going to bother with it. We just want you to understand what you're rejecting. It is, of course, always your right to reject the doctor's advice, to reject my advice. Always. That's the beauty of it. We're here to serve. This is Dr. Chambers on Call, live and local on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Recently, people have talked about, let's get a moonshot to cure cancer. And I think it's great because cancer, believe it or not, is going to be the number one killer of us all soon. But what about a moonshot to treat mental health illness? When I come back, I want to talk about post-traumatic stress disorder. What most people now think should be post-traumatic stress injury, because it's actually an injury to the brain. And because it's an injury to the brain, maybe we should be giving Purple Hearts for it like we do for any other wound that a soldier gets in combat. That, your calls, and a lot more in the next segment. This is Dr. Chambers on Call on Talk Radio, 790 KABC, 800-222-5222. It's the number to call. That's 800-222-5222, 790 KABC.
More Dr. Chambers on Call coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, the sale of the year at Chamonix is finally here. It's the summer blowout sale. Now, you've heard me rave about the amazing Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes. I use it and I love it, and you should too. It's like a full night's sleep in a jar. I get up at 0:30 every morning, and trust me, it's not pretty, but a little Genucel knocks down the puffiness and the bags, they're gone. And now, for the first time ever, you can get Chamonix's remarkable Laessence neck treatment to try absolutely risk-free. Laessence has powerful antioxidants to tighten the sensitive
sensitive area on your neck, leaving your skin silky smooth. You heard me. Nothing works better, and it's yours today when you order Genucel. The number to call, 800-631-6443. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed your money back. When you call right now, 800-631-6443, Chamonix will double your order absolutely free. And it gets even better, because call now, you'll get free express shipping. 1-800-631-6443. Don't wait. This crazy summer sale won't be around forever. 800-631-6443. Genucel from Chamonix.
RTC. When your drains are clogged, your sink's backed up, your toilet's on the fritz. And when you need a plumber now, just simply call Ritz. We're master plumbers, we're really nice. We're big on service, not on price.
Call Ritz Plumbing at 888-757-RITZ. They're no rooter guys here, only full-service professional plumbers. You got a kitchen or bath problem? Need an earthquake valve installed? How about a tankless water heater? Well, Ritz Plumbing specializes in trenchless sewer repair, drain cleaning and maintenance, and yes, even rooter service. Plus, 12-month interest-free financing is possible. So call Ritz Plumbing, 888-757-RITZ. Ritz Plumbing, they're the real thing, only full-service professional plumbers. And here comes the clean pipe chorus. Hit it, guys.
So when you need some plumbing in California, yay, simply call Ritz. Don't flush your money away. Ritz.
Ritz Plumbing, 888-757-RITZ.
It's TNT Week. On the drive home.
Coming up on the next drive home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, I report live from day one of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. And if you're wondering, I didn't break that damn bell. Right after Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, live and local on Talk Radio 790 KABC. 800-222-5222 is the number to call. And on this show, no questions too dumb, no questions too tough, and no questions too embarrassing. It's radio. I can't even see your face. 800-222-5222. Post-traumatic stress disorder was first noticed in Vietnam vets. And when we noticed it in Vietnam vets, we found that they were acting out, they were behaving badly. And in fact, a lot of them ended up getting dishonorable discharges. And then we start saying, oh, there's a syndrome. And it may be, in fact, related to the amount of combat they've seen. Now, most of us are familiar with this from movies. In World War I, battle fatigue. Those of you who've seen the famous Patton movie, when General Patton beats what he labels a coward for hanging out in the MASH units, and beats him up and eventually had to apologize to the troops, are familiar with the concept that when people fail psychologically, in quotes, in combat, we think they're cowards. We think less of them. We don't think they're actually doing their job. And we all pray and hope that if we were the ones that ended up in combat, that this wouldn't happen to us. But our understanding of brain injuries and what happens in combat has just exploded, pun intended, since the last couple of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the analogy I often use to people is this. You injure your ankle, it becomes swollen, you can't walk on it. And when you come into our clinic, we look at the ankle, we say there could be a fracture, and then we x-ray it. And if the bone is broken, we say you got a fracture, we put you in a splint, blah, blah. If it's not broken, we say there's no bone, the bones are intact, no break, no fracture. People say, so there's nothing wrong with my ankle? And you go, yes, it's all swollen. The muscles, the soft tissue are upset. And that can be just as bad as if you broke the bone. The problem with brain injuries for decades was this. It was damaged. It was swollen. It was injured. But we couldn't see it because it's inside our skull. We couldn't see it because we didn't have the scans. We couldn't see it because we kind of got immune to it. You remember those old war movies with people like John Wayne? Where there are all these big explosions around them, and they'd go far in the hole, put their ears in their fingers, and poof, and we'd all go, yeah, they're okay. They're okay. When I was a kid in Ireland growing up and there was terrorism there, and you would see explosions, real-life explosions on TV from Northern Ireland, and then the blast wave would hit out and windows from blocks away would just explode, that was my first understanding that explosions had blast waves and blocks away can cause damage. Now we know that soldiers blocks away from bombs going off, from explosions, whatever, can get their brains damaged. Kind of like what's happening in the National Football League with all those guys butting heads. We now know that butting heads over years can cause problems. And that's led a whole new way of thinking about post-traumatic stress disorder. And some people want to call it post-traumatic stress injury. It's an injury. It's not a disorder. It's not a psychological thing. It's not that they're weaklings. It's an injury. It's an injury. I want to talk a little bit more about this, but I have Susan waiting on the line, so let's talk to her and we'll get back to that. Hi, Susan.
Doctor.
Hi. Hi, how are you? What's going on, Susan?
So, facelift, neck lift, 5 weeks ago. The doctor did a procedure that he didn't talk to me about beforehand. I would like to file a complaint about him. I'd like to know if that's reasonable to do so, and if to which organization would I make a complaint.
Okay, let me make sure, Susan, I understand what happened. So you went in for elective surgery, right?
Yes.
You chose to have the surgery. And tell me again what the surgery was, because you kind of got lost there.
Yes, facelift and neck lift.
Face neck lift and neck lift. And that's the consent form you signed?
Yes.
You have a copy of that?
Yes.
Okay. And did the surgeon say that he would specifically, he would do those procedures himself or a member of his team?
He would do them himself.
Himself. And now you're saying that he did something that you didn't consent to. And what was that something?
He removed part of my submandibular glands, salivary glands.
And why? What was his rationale?
He said it produced a lump on my neck, which had was unpleasant aesthetically.
Aesthetically, okay. And you think that the procedure is, as a result of him doing this, that it didn't turn out as well as you would like it to?
Yes. At nighttime, I have no saliva production.
Okay. So you have a dry mouth?
Yes, completely dry at night.
Okay. Now, I want people to understand that having a dry mouth is not a trivial thing. Having a dry mouth is actually very detrimental to good hygiene, to your teeth. You can get tooth decay. There's a lot of complications with that. This is one of those basic things that we all do every day that we take for granted. And we think, hey, it's nothing. It's just, I have saliva, but what? It's always been there. But not having saliva is a very, very big problem. The medical term for this is xerostomia, xerostomia. So xerostomia. So the next thing I have to ask you, Susan, is that when you signed the consent form, did he tell you that there may be other things that he would have to do to achieve his operation?
I signed an additional consent form the morning of surgery, which basically allowed him to do anything.
Ah. Now,
but when I signed that, my thought was that, of course, I would have to sign this. What if something went terribly wrong and he needed to do something to save my life?
Oh, yes, but that's not, that's a bit, I don't like that. So were you sedated at the time that he did that?
Yes, general anesthesia.
No, but when you signed the consent form, Susan, had you taken any kind of medicines to help you relax?
No.
Had they given you any medicines to help you relax?
Not at the time that I was signing.
Not that you signed it. See, here's the thing about this, and everybody should listen to this. This is extremely important. Don't be signing consent forms the morning you're having your surgery. Get them signed beforehand. I'll tell you why. The morning you're having surgery, you're stressed. Of course you are. You're having surgery. Why wouldn't you be stressed? You're not taking everything in. It's unfair to do that. Some years ago, I had a procedure myself, and the physicians wanted to take some pictures of me before, during, and after the operation for one of the books. I told them at the time of my initial consult, no, didn't want it. I told them the day before when they were seeing me for the anesthetic, no, didn't want it. They gave me a sedation, getting ready for surgery, and asked me to sign again, for which I got angry and said, if you ask me again, I'm going to report you. This is inappropriate. And after the surgery, when I went back to see the surgeon, I gave him a piece of my mind. That was unethical. They were trying to get me to sign something when I was sedated, which is the equivalent of asking a drunk to do something for you because you're sedated. This is unacceptable. So, Susan, you've got a number of things you can do. Is this surgeon part of a practice?
No, he's an independent.
Independent. So what you can do is you can write to your insurance company and say that the physician, the surgeon, did a procedure you did not consent for. That's the first step. You can write to him and ask him for his explanation.
I did speak with him. I requested my medical records and spoke with him several days ago. He said that he did speak with me about the procedure prior. He acknowledged that he did not have that in, he did not have documentation, so I didn't sign anything to that effect.
Well, generally speaking, Susan, and everybody should understand that this listing, if something goes wrong with a physician, and he's part of a practice, you can complain to the practice. For instance, where I work, we have quality management, we have peer review that will go through a case, and they'll say if something has been done that shouldn't be done, or something has gone wrong that shouldn't have gone wrong. That's the first place. That's where I would start with his practice. If he's a solo practitioner, you're not going to get much satisfaction there. Next thing is you can notify your insurance company, because they're paying the bill, and they may not be happy about paying for a procedure that they didn't want. That's important. And the third place you can go is the California Medical Association. And all you have to do there is go onto their website, California Medicine, what is it? CaliforniaMedicalAssociation.com. And it's very easy. You go to where there's a complaint section, and it'll help you to lodge a complaint. It's very simple to do. You can go there. And then the California Medical Association, I'm sorry, it's the California Licensing Board. What am I saying? Let me rephrase that. The California Licensing Board, not the California Medical Association. That's a private union type thing. So it's the California licensing people. Susan, if you stay on the line, we'll get that exact address for you. But it's the California licensing body. And on that website is they have a section for complaints, and they will look into this for you in a very thorough manner. In fact, it's quite, he'll have to get a lawyer. He'll have to do all kinds of stuff to defend himself, but they will do a very thorough investigation. I got to run to break. That was Susan, and she called me on 800-222-5222, and you can call me too with whatever is on your mind about your health. This is Dr. Chambers on call, live and local on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Stay tuned for the second half of Dr. Chambers on Call.
I'm Rocky Mosell with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself, is your hair stronger, healthier, and fuller? Are you seeing hair in the brush and in the shower, but not on your noggin? Provia is an all-natural hair therapy that can help you with all of this and more. Tom from Arizona wrote, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, and the results were amazing. My hair has been coming in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife comments on how great I look. Hey, you can get the wife's props. Provia promotes the appearance of a healthy head of hair, and it reactivates your aging follicles, and you'll get compliments guaranteed your money back. Provia works for both men and women, and it's safe for colored and treated hair as well. Call right now, 800-525-6590. That's 1-800-525-6590. Order Provia today and receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate for faster, more noticeable results absolutely free. 1-800-525-6590. Thicken up that hair with Provia. 1-800-525-6590. 1-800-525-6590.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm. They're so good, they make us want to sing like,
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
July 23rd is the most important holiday of the year, National Hot Dog Day. Celebrate by going to Burger King and asking for the $1 Classic Grilled Dog deal. How else are you going to celebrate? Try the $1 Classic Grilled Dog only at Burger King. At participating restaurants, July 23rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
The DNC is in Philly, and OMG, so is KABC.
Something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, live and local on Talk Radio 790 KABC. 800-222-5222. 5222 is the number to call. You want to join the conversation. You have a medical question. I'm an acute care physician. Anything from hemorrhoids to heart attacks, ask me. We'll chat about it live on the air. 800-222-5222. Now, we played American Pie as the intro to this segment because Don McLean, the famous writer, singer of that song, made headlines this week. But I want to go back to when I was a kid in Ireland. Don McLean was just a sensation. American Pie was dominating the world culturally, and everybody was talking about it. And for some reason, Don McLean was a bigger hit in Ireland than most other places. And he was on like the Irish equivalent of The Tonight Show. And he sang American Pie, and my other favorite about Vincent van Gogh, Starry, Starry Night. And then he was so well received, he talks to the host. He said, they asked, do you want to do another song? And he said, yeah, I like to do The Mountains of Mourne, which is a traditional Irish song. And boy, is it tough to sing. And it's also tough if you don't get what the song, the culture is about. So I could see the hesitation, even though I was a kid, I could see the host going, oh God, really? You've been such a big hit. Now you want to do this song? Oh God. So what could he do? Live television. He goes, of course, Don, let's do it. So McLean gets up and sings the song, and it was amazing. It was wonderful. And what happened? He released it as a single in Ireland, and it became number one in the Irish charts. And over the years, I've played these songs. They're on my iTunes list. And then sometimes you wonder, like, the song gets revived. Maybe Madonna does it. It's a heavily covered song. But yesterday, he popped in the news for other reasons. He popped in the news because of anger, an unfathomable anger, his ex-wife said. And he pled guilty to domestic violence. Domestic violence. And it's alleged that he assaulted his wife and he did various things. And I thought to myself, wow, how far has the legend fallen? How far has the legend fallen? And it's yet another reminder that domestic violence spans the social spectrum, spans it, it's everywhere. And even when you have a hero, and you only know them through the media, through their songs, through their art, whatever, you don't really know them. You don't really know them. Now, he pled guilty to these charges. And as a result of it, he's paying a fine. If he behaves himself for a year, everything is expunged. So he's not going to jail. He's not on probation, nothing like that. Now, I want to add that his lawyer says very simply this. I want to give exactly what the lawyer said. Don has been adamant since day one that he did not do what his now ex-wife said he did. But in the end, he decided it was better to just resolve the case now and be done with it by entering pleas with zero jail, zero probation, and only fines. The reality is he paid a fine and he was found guilty. So we have a problem at every level of society with domestic violence. It is just that simple. But here's the thing, and this is something I want you to really understand. Control in a domestic situation, control in an abusive relationship, doesn't have to be physical violence. Not at all. It can be verbal. You can control somebody by humiliating them, by not allowing them to do stuff, by manipulating them, by isolating them, by gaslighting them. You know that term, gaslighting? Making them feel that they're the crazy one. Making them feel that it's all their fault. And when you do this and you're good at it, you can control that person. Control them. This newly recognized form of domestic violence is called coercive control. Coercive control. It's psychological. And when I was researching for this morning's segment, most of the research seemed to indicate that this was men doing it mainly to women. But I'm not sure that my medical practice over the years, my personal experience over the years, would say that this is more common among men than women. I think there are women who practice coercive control. I've seen some of my male friends over the years being controlled, being manipulated, being abused. We're talking about psychological control now. We're talking about verbal control, not physical violence. And the control starts small and then goes beyond to the silly, like being told that you can't sleep on your back. You can't see your family. You can't see your best friends. They're evil. They're this, they're that. They isolate you. And they want you to get into a narrow spectrum of thought pattern so that they can, just get you to do what they want. And some people in the early stages find it flattering. He loves me. He just wants to know where I am. That's all. Isn't it great? He calls me every 5 minutes. He put a webcam on my computer so he can watch what I'm doing all the time. Yeah, because he loves me. And it's really sweet. It really is. Yeah, not really. Shows up at work unannounced. Just want to see if you were there. Just missed you. I want to know where you work so I can, maybe one of the kids gets sick. I just want to be sure that you are where you said you are in your office working. Yeah, really. Because you know I love you. And often you get so caught up in this, you start believing all of this. And it's only when you get away from it a little bit that you say, oh my God, what was my life like? What was my life like? Because ultimately in this setting, you are diminished. You cannot be you. You are being controlled. And the only way out of this, the only solution is to get away and reestablish yourself. And don't be fooled because there's no violence. This psychological violence is every bit as nasty and bad as getting punched in the face. It's every bit as controlling as getting punched in the face. It's every bit as devastating as getting punched in the face. And sometimes you have to take a step out of your world, a step out of your relationship, a step out of your life, talk to your family, talk to your mom, your dad, if they're still with you, whoever, and get an outsider's perspective. And maybe go away for a month somewhere and think and say, yes, there's a problem. Yes, I need help. Yes, I need to get away. And if you do that, you will be safe, you will be happier, and you will become you again. This is Dr. Chambers on Call, live and local on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I have Mel on the line. Let's talk to Mel.
Hello, hi, Mel. Sir, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on, Mel?
Well, I don't exactly understand what's happening, but I used to be very athletic. I used to lift weights, and I was in cross country and all that sort of stuff, and gymnastics. I was quite strong, but I hit 70 just a few months ago, and my energy level has just gone to pot. I've had a hard time getting sleep. I'm getting like 3 hours sleep a night, but now I'm sleeping so much and not being refreshed at all. And I'm taking some blood pressure medications, Atenolol,
sure,
Losartan, Chlorthalidane, which is two medications in one.
And yeah. So, Mel, let me ask you, are those medicines new or old? Have you just started taking them?
No, I've been taking them about four or five years ago.
So, Mel, let me ask you, when you hit 70, right, all these are milestones. They're arbitrary. It's a figure. It's a number.
Yeah.
When you're 69 and 364 days, it's not much different than when you're 70, which is a day later, right?
Yeah.
But we humans, psychologically, we go like, one of the young women I work with turned 30 this week, and she said, it's over for me. It's over. I'm not a millennial. I'm not a 20 anymore. What am I going to do? And I'm looking, and I thought she was joking. I thought, but she wasn't joking. She really thought it was over. She thought life was over because she hit 30.
Really?
Yeah. A while ago, Mel, I had a woman in her 90s in my office.
Yeah?
She was 94, fit. She could get off the chair, Mel, walk over to the exam couch, get up, turn around, and sit down. I have 40-year-olds who can't do that. 40-year-olds in my practice that can't do that.
Well, was something.
Yeah?
I went with two of my friends to a restaurant, and they had a little TV on there, which I found kind of distracting, but there was a 90-year-old woman water skiing.
Yeah.
She looked absolutely gorgeous.
There you go. So what's that telling you, Mel?
Well, I don't know. Is my problem psychological or is it?
Well, I think what we're talking about here, Mel, is that you got tired when you turned 70. You're no different the day before you turn 70 than you are the day after. I think what we're talking here about is the 40-year-old itch. When you turn 40, people go, bah! So you're going to have to accept the fact that you're 70 because the alternative, Mel, not so good, right?
Yeah, but how do I get over this energy fatigue?
Well, the first thing I would do is sit down this afternoon, Mel, and say to yourself, you know what? I'm 70. So what? Many of you listening to me will have turned 40 recently or turning 40 or 30, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It's just a little. It's a number. And by the way, Mel, when you say you've turned 70, you're actually in your 71st year. These are all just figures that we throw out there. And the old days we used to say 70 was old. Well, it's not. Harrison Ford is going to do Indiana at 6, and he's 70. He's an action star, and they're going to give him $25 million and as an action star in his 70s. So age is just a number. So sit down this afternoon and say to yourself what you're worried about when you're 70. That you won't be able to look after yourself. You won't be able to exercise. But here's the thing. And whether you're 70 or 40, this is important. If you feel tired, if you don't get out and walk, if you don't get out and exercise or lift a little free weights or whatever it is, get out, mobilize yourself, become part of life, you're going to get fatigued. I've seen people in their 40s who've given up on life who feel, oh, I'm 40, I'm overweight, I'm always going to be overweight. It's just who I am. No, whether you're 40 or 70, Donald Trump, 70 years of age, accepted the Republican nomination this week. 70 years of age. Who among us thinks, whether you agree with Mr. Trump or not, who among us thinks that, hey, he shouldn't be there because he's 70? I don't. You may think he shouldn't be there for other reasons, but not because of his age. Mrs. Clinton, 68. She's 68, running for president. So 70, well, not a big deal. You need to think about it. If the fatigue persists, you can go to your doc, get him to do some basic tests. But really, Mel, I think this is just the fact that I turned 70 and what's left for me? And there's lots. Think about it. 70-year-old Donald Trump, Republican nominee. 68-year-old Mrs. Clinton, Democratic nominee. So if those people are looking to explosions in their lives that could be president, their lives are going to be full. Regardless of who wins, their lives are going to be full. And your life, Mel, will be full. You'll be happy. You'll enjoy the next decade, two decades, if you just change your mindset. 800-222-5222 is the number to call. Mel, call me. You can call me with whatever is on your mind about your health. 800-222-5222. This is Dr. Chambers on call, live and local on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Dr. Chambers on call will continue answering more of your questions.
Mozell with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Hey, we love Burger King grill dogs. They're made with 100% beef and they're 100%. They're so good they make us want to sing like
do, do, do. I can't do, believe it do, do, Burger King made a grill dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
July 23rd is the most important holiday of the year, National Hot Dog Day. Celebrate by going to Burger King and asking for the $1 classic grill dog deal. How else are you going to celebrate? Try the $1 classic grill dog only at Burger King. At participating restaurants, July 23rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
It's goodbye, Cleveland, and hello, Philly.
In West Philadelphia.
The city of Philly. And KABC is there.
I'm up in Philly, Trick.
All week, John Phillips broadcasts from Philly, bringing you insight and analysis from the convention floor during McIntyre in the morning. Then joins Jillian for the drive home from 3 to 6. Plus, we'll have the resources of CNN to keep tabs on all the action. For the most comprehensive DNC coverage, count on your common sense. Convention Headquarters, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Good morning.
McIntyre in the morning
with Terry Ray Elmer.
Cruz was totally out of line. If he's not willing to endorse the candidate, then he should have done what John Kasich did. Don't go. But Ted Cruz has no moral authority. He insulted the nominee. He beat you, Ted Cruz, and you take a speaking slot and then try to set yourself up for 2020. And by the way, Ted Cruz only gets to be a candidate in 2020 if Donald Trump loses.
McIntyre in the morning
with Terry Rayomer. Mornings at 5 on 790 KABC.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, live and local on Talk Radio 790 KABC. 800-222-5222 is the number to call with whatever is on your mind about your health. 800-222-5222. Now, during the week when I'm not live and local on KABC, you can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com. Of course, Facebook, which is Dr. Chambers on call. And hit like. Let me know you're around. You can comment on the show. You can ask questions, whatever it is. You can say you disagree with my advice. It has happened before, and I'm sure it's going to happen again. And, of course, on Twitter, I'm at Dr. JC on call. That's DRJC on call. Now, post-traumatic stress disorder is back in the news. There's a movement out there that says this is not a disorder. This is not some psychological thing. This is actually a brain injury and should be renamed post-traumatic stress injury. And some people have said, let's give people with PTSD a Black Heart Medal. A Black Heart Medal, indicating that they have been injured or whatever from the war. Not a Purple Heart, a Black Heart. And this is a way to get around this idea that there's not a physical injury when you have PTSD. Not a physical injury. It's not a bullet going through bone, not a bullet going through flesh, not a bullet going into the brain. And I really hate that idea. I just hate that idea. Because the evidence is accumulating that PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, is actually a brain injury. We now know that when these blast waves from an explosion, whatever it may be, an improvised explosive device or whatever, a bomb from an airplane, even if the soldiers are a quarter of a mile away, the blast waves come. And cumulatively, they cause a problem. Cumulatively, one after the other after the other, it affects the brain. And what happens? Well, we know from the Vietnam War that about one in three soldiers were affected by it. It appears in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's a little bit less, maybe one in five. And these soldiers, women and men, get flashbacks. They have severe paralyzing anxiety, and they become hypervigilant. They're always looking around, what's going on, what's the problem? And unfortunately, quite a number of self-harm. And that's part of the why we have an epidemic of suicides among our veterans. Now, for a civilian analogy, think of what's happening in the National Football League. The head injuries, not one, not two, constant in training, the games, time after time after time. Boxing, boom, boom, punches to the face. All of it. We've seen this over the years, and we're now beginning to understand, hey, repeated minor trauma to the brain, repeated trauma to the brain causes a problem. Now, the brain is very different than the ankle or your knee or your wrist. You fall and injure your ankle or your wrist, what happens? It swells up. You can't use it. You damage your brain, it's inside your skull. But it swells. It has a problem. And the only reason you can't see it is it's inside the skull. And you can't recognize that unless it gets really severe. If it gets really severe, you'll end up unconscious. If it gets really severe, you end up with all kinds of stuff, and you end up in a coma, and then you're in a whole other world of hurt. But that's not the normal course in PTSD. In PTSD, it's repeated exposure to explosives and brain trauma. And now we're looking at the various scans and new modalities we have in modern medicine that look at the brain, and we're saying, yeah, there actually are problems that we can see in these scans. That's why most people are now saying post-traumatic stress disorder is actually an injury and should be renamed post-traumatic stress injury. And because it's an injury, soldiers who suffer it deserve the Purple Heart. They absolutely deserve the Purple Heart. They shouldn't be distinguished from soldiers who've been wounded with bullets, soldiers who've been wounded with shrapnel. There's no difference. Every general sending soldiers into battle knows this. Certain number are most likely going to die. A bigger number are going to get physically wounded. And we've known for a long time that a certain number will have psychological trauma from it. Psychological trauma. No. It's actual physical trauma that we're beginning to understand. And these soldiers deserve as much help as the soldiers who are physically wounded with bullets or shrapnel. And they deserve the same honor, which is the Purple Heart. Now, parts of the military have looked at this, and it's kind of undergoing a review. And maybe in this presidential cycle, maybe this year as we're voting in a new president, if they're visiting, if their surrogates are visiting, you could bring something up like this and say, why aren't we helping soldiers with post-traumatic stress injury? Why aren't we giving them a Purple Heart that will acknowledge the sacrifice they've made for our great nation? If you do that, that's a positive thing you can do for vets. An absolute positive thing you can do for vets. 800-222-5222 is the number to call if you want to join the conversation. Or you can comment on Facebook. My Facebook page is Dr. Chambers on Call. Don't forget, when I'm not live and local here on KABC, you can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com. And on my website, I've got videos, I've got podcasts, I've got articles. And one of my favorite is Boys Don't Cry, But Men Do. And what I'm trying to get at in that article, which is kind of a little reminiscence of when I was growing up, is this. That crying is a great emotional release that most women know, that most women use, but we guys are too stupid, too stubborn to use it. But the men who do use it get the release, get the benefit. Have a look at the article. It'll make you smile. And it might just help you have that little cry just when you need it. 800-222-5222 is the number to call with whatever is on your mind about your health. Now, here's the other thing that I wanted to talk about, because we're talking about psychological health in this. And I wanted to talk about the fact that when you wake up in the morning, and you have the day ahead of you. The day is ahead of you regardless of how you think. The day is ahead of you regardless of whether you have good thoughts or bad thoughts. And I came across this article that compared bad thoughts to junk food and good thoughts to whole food, to healthy food. And it felt that the more you load up your brain with junk food, with bad thoughts like, oh, I have to go to work, it's going to be awful, it's going to be this, I'm going to be angry at my boss, angry at my coworkers, whatever it is, the more you fill up your brain with these junk food bad thoughts, the unhappier are you going to be, the less you're going to enjoy your life. And if you fill your brain up with happy thoughts, good food, whole foods, foods that will make you vibrant, you release a lot of the positive energy. Now, I don't mean just about thinking, oh, life is going to be great. I have to think happy and everything's going to be fine. That's not what I'm going to say. That's not what I'm saying. I want you to sit down and think about your life. Like one of our earlier callers who had a milestone in his life and felt fatigued afterwards. Isn't it more psychological? Isn't a lot of our symptoms that we have that you see doctors with psychological? Stress from work, stress from family. So if you sit back, have a quiet moment without your cell phone, without looking at Twitter, without your laptop, and think positive. Think about who you are. Think about all the negative emotions that you maybe are building up in your head. You don't like, you're unhappy with your husband, your wife, whoever it is. Try to distance it. Try to look for the positive side. And if you do that, guess what? Your energy will go up. You'll be happier. You'll achieve more. And you'll enjoy your day. This is Dr. Chambers on Call, live and local. Don't forget my website, drchambersoncall.com, Twitter, at Dr. JC on Call, DRJC on Call, and of course, Facebook, Dr. Chambers on Call. Hit like, let me know you're there. I'll be back next Saturday at noon, talking about the news, taking your calls, trying to keep you healthy without that dreaded copay. This is Dr. Chambers on Call on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The information in this show is intended for entertainment and educational purposes only. It is not a replacement or substitute for professional medical advice and or treatment. Consult with your own doctor for information and advice on your specific medical condition or questions.
Dr. Chambers on Call, sponsored by City of Hope.